Yesterday, we told you that the San Francisco Muni system had suffered a ransomware attack. And now it appears that one of the hackers has been hacked. Brian Krebs of Krebs on Security says an anonymous individual contacted him to say that he or she had guessed the answer to a security question in order to reset the password on the email account that sent the ransomware message. The anonymous White Hat security researcher also managed to breach other email addresses and Bitcoin wallets belonging to the hacker or hacker group that goes by the pseudonym Andy Saolis. That researcher showed that the Muni hacking group had earned $140,000 by using similar ransomware attacks. Now, the SFMTA says it never considered paying the ransomware. And just a little advice, don't answer your security questions truthfully. And if you have another option besides security questions, take it.
Yeah, this is really solid advice as far as those security questions are concerned, because I mean, especially in this day and age of people putting so much out on social media, that can really, you know, kind of crack the puzzle. If you do answer those security questions, a lot of times I have to imagine the answers to those are said passively over time. So it's probably easy for someone who really wanted to find the answer to that. So picking some gibberish. I just think this is a really, because they were able to get into this email account and then another one based on the whole security question, you know, I guess it asked the same security question, they were able to access that. It gave a really interesting insight into how this works behind the scenes, really just kind of opened the book, as it were, to kind of show who, you know, was taken by this particular hacking group, the techniques that were used, and, you know, what possibly could have prevented it. Researchers basically recommend regular backups of data and keeping those not connected to computers or to the network, you know, when the backup is done. That way it's completely offline. So if something like this happens, they've captured that data and they've encrypted it, so you don't have access to it. Instead of having to pay the ransom, you have the backup and you're good.
Mm-hmm. And so it was good also that the hacker who hacked the hacker didn't post his email address. Otherwise, right, it would become like Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah,
and then the hacker who hacked the hacker got hacked. And then the hacker that hacked the hacker that hacked the hacker got hacked.
Oh, my brain just exploded. Yes. Oh, that hurt. Yeah, exactly, though.